This is Dr. Inigo dictating a pediatric consultative exam for a claimant by the name of Kenya Maureen. Date of birth, November the 10th, 2020. Case ID number is 636-6102. Date of exam, February the 28th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Leonardo Garcia, dated 11/18/22, and from Larios Paula, dated 12/5/22. Identifying information, this is a 2-year, 3-month-old female who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of autism with spectrum disorder, comma, hyperactive attention deficit disorder, comma, explosive aggressive behavior, comma, speech delay and learning disorder, comma, and behavioral disorder. The informant is the mother, who is Ada Trevino. Allegations, number one, autism with spectrum disorder. Number two, hyperactive attention deficit disorder. Number three, explosive/aggressive behavior disorder. Number four, speech delay and learning disorder. History of allegations. The mother states that for a year and a half, she has noticed that her child was very aggressive and was not speaking and had problems with her developmental delay. She appeared to be walking on her toes and did not interact with other people around her. She also had a delay in speaking, and the mother states that she only says a few words at this time, which includes daddy, no, mommy, understands, and bye. The mother was very concerned about her developmental delay, since the child has 5 other siblings who developed a little faster than she did, although she states that all of them had some kind of delay. She also notices that her daughter can be somewhat aggressive in her behavior and does not appear to follow orders as she should. She has a tendency to point at objects when she wants something, but is able to communicate with short words at this time. The parents are not married except by common law, and the husband is a plumber, and the wife, the mother is a housewife who cares for her children. The claimant is presently not receiving disability benefits at this time. Review of systems. The claimant has no problems with headaches, comma, dizziness, comma, visual problems, comma, hearing problems, comma, shakiness, comma, clumsiness, comma, vomiting, comma, loose stools, comma, hard stools, comma, soiling, comma, bedwetting or day wetting, comma, although she does wear a pamper at this time, muscle weakness, comma, abnormal posture, comma, poor appetite, comma, or rash. Activities of daily living. The child stays at home and likes to play with her toys and her siblings. She watches TV and likes to look at cartoons. She understands certain words like daddy, no, mommy, Ditta and Bai. They tried to speak to her in English. And the mother is concerned that she toe walks and tiptoes at times. She states that she only points at things when she wants them and rarely speaks at this time. She is receiving speech therapy at this time that she has been receiving for approximately 1.5 years. And the mother states that she has progressed fairly well with therapy. The mother also states that the child is able to eat a little bit with a spoon and a fork that they use for children and to drink from a cup. Could you drop down to developmental milestones? The claimant was an easy to care for infant from 0 to 18 months and was also an easy to care for child from 18 to 48 months. The claimant sat alone without support at 5 months, crawled at 8 months, walked without support at 2 years, said her first words at about 2 years, said her first sentence at 2 years. She is not able to dress herself without help at this time. She is not bladder trained during the day or night and is not bowel trained at this time. During the first 3 years of life, the child rarely cried, had temper tantrums, had extreme mood changes, was afraid of new faces or places, was distractible, was unresponsive to discipline, was destructive, was engaged in self-hurting or injuring behavior, rarely enjoyed being held, explored the surrounding environment, was active, or was predictable in terms of sleep and waking patterns. Birth history. The baby was born by a normal vaginal delivery and was not delivered by aid of instruments or was a C-section delivery. She was a one baby born and did not have jaundice or was administered oxygen at birth. The claimant did appear to be blue at birth. The claimant was not placed in an incubator and there was no other problems with the baby at birth. The baby weighed 9 pounds, 8 ounces, and was 19 inches long. The mother stayed in the hospital for 1 day, and the baby also stayed in the hospital for 1 day. Past history. Autism with spectrum disorder, hyperactive attention deficit disorder, explosive aggressive behavior disorder, speech delay, and learning disorder. Social history. The claimant has 5 other siblings, and the father does smoke. There's no one in the family who drinks alcoholic beverages. There is nobody with delirium tremors or seizure disorder, including the claimant. There is no one in the family who uses marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. There is nobody in the family with hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Her parents are living together as common law married, and the relationship is good, and the husband is working as a plumber, and the mother stays home to take care of the children. Family history. The mother states that the other children were slow to for development, as well as the claimant, and they did have some developmental delays. She has 5 siblings, and they all appear to be doing fairly well in school at this time. The father is 57 and in good health. He does have hypertension. The mother is 42 and has diabetes mellitus, but there are no other family members with congenital disorders. Medications? None. Allergies? No known allergies. Physical examination. The claimant appears to be at the 50th percentile for her height according to her age, and also appears to be at the 50th percentile for her weight according to her age. Height, 38 inches. Weight, 33 pounds. BP, 99 over 56 mmHg. Heart rate, 110 beats per minute. Respiration, 12 respirations per minute. General, the claimant is a well-nourished, well-developed female in no acute distress. Could you please drop down to clinical assessment? The claimant showed no evidence of any obvious vision or hearing problems. There was no facial dysmorphism or no skeletal anomalies. There was no physical evidence indicating side effects of medications. The claimant's behavior and attention span was appropriate. She related to and interacts well with her caregiver and did not interact very well with the examiner. Her effect is appropriate. Her speech, both quantity and quality, is spontaneous but decreased and appears to be mildly decreased on imitation age appropriate. Her receptive, expressive, and communicative ability was slightly decreased for her age group. Her general health shows no evidence of abnormality. Diagnosis. Number 1, autism with spectrum disorder. Number 2, hyperactive attention deficit disorder. Number 3, explosive aggressive behavior disorder. Number 4, speech delay learning disorder. The claimant does communicate with her mother and appears to be somewhat shy. She has a normal physical exam at this time. She does play with her toys, and she appears to understand certain commands. She does say simple words as well as communicate with hand motion. The claimant does appear to be mildly decreased in her imitation age behavior. She was not explosive or aggressive and did not show any aggressive behavior at all. She was not hyper. She did not appear to have autism. And at this time, she is only 2 years and 3 months, and these diagnoses appeared to be somewhat presumptive for her age. She appears to be a normal child of 2 years and 3 months at this time, according to my physical exam. Prognosis, good. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Kenya Maureen.